Another good candidate would be a government-run plant at Badarpur, less than 50 kilometers from the middle of Delhi. According to the Center for Science and the Environment, a research and lobbying group based in the Indian capital, Badarpur is one of the most polluting power plants in the country. Earlier this month, the government shut it down for 10 days as part of a set of emergency measures intended to curb a particularly intense bout of air pollution. Dr. Almaro has already found some of the decommissioned jet engines he needs to build his first updrafter. Both the Indian and the American Air Forces have been forthcoming. The Indians have offered 6 retired engines for nothing, and the Americans are in the process of approving a further 4 engines from the Boneyard, an aircraft storage facility located on Davis-Monthan Air Force Base in Arizona. They are asking for just $5,000 per jet to cover the labor needed to prepare the engines, plus shipping. Some meteorologists are skeptical. They suggest that the engines on offer will not have the oomph to push material through Delhi's inversion layer, especially during daylight hours, when the boundary between warm and cool air sits at an altitude of around a kilometer. They also say that Dr. Almaro's notion of a virtual chimney is too simple. Turbulence and friction will weaken the exhaust stream as it climbs. Moreover, even if the technique does work, using it to attack a city-wide inversion layer would require so many jets and so much fuel as to be prohibitively expensive, says Alexander Baklanov, a researcher at the World Meteorological Organization in Geneva. Dr. Almaro naturally disagrees, and if he can keep to his timetable, it will not be long before it is clear who is right. Even if his ambitions for city-wide arrays of virtual chimneys prove too ambitious, they may still work in some of the worst cases of pollution. Andreas Christen, who studies urban meteorology at the University of British Columbia in Vancouver, notes that the direst episodes of pollution happen when air is cold, at night, for example. This is because the air contracts into a smaller volume at low temperatures, giving warm air above it room to expand downwards. That concentrates airborne gunk, but it also brings the inversion layer within closer range of Dr. Almaro's jets. As Dr. Christen observes, some farmers in rich countries already use helicopters to disrupt inversion layers above their fields and thus protect their crops from frost. Dr. Almaro's jets may offer an alternative.